Hello there, J-Bo here, living with strength and honor. And today I want to talk to you about goal setting. See, here's the truth. Everybody likes to say that they're goal-oriented. I'm goal-oriented. And sure you are, right? Everybody says that. That just means that you have desire, like you want something other than what you have, but that's not really goal-oriented. You can't be goal-oriented unless you have a system for setting goals. Like, don't even pretend, right? Because you have a car doesn't make you a NASCAR driver. Right? Because you know how I know how to drive. Yeah, it's a bit different at Talladega. It's a bit different at Monaco Grand Prix. Just a little bit. The truth is that you need a system, right? And you need to have more than just setting a goal, right? Because if you just decide I'm setting a goal, it's just never enough. Here's the thing, right? There's sort of three levels to this I like to describe. One is what I call the hopes and prayers method, right? You just hope and pray that things will work out and I'll get this new level of income, or I'll somehow fix my marriage, or some kind of way I'm going to just luckily fall into the situation where I connect more deep with my children, or, right, somehow magically my blood pressure is going to lower itself, or my blood numbers are going to get better, or my cholesterol is going to go down, or I'm going to lose this 20 pounds, or, right, just some, magically, it's just going to happen. I'll eat one less donut. Then there's the second level when I talk to, oh, yeah, I got goals. You do? Yeah. What's your goal? To make more money. To be in better shape. The two I hear a lot. Yeah, well, listen, you find a penny on the fucking ground, boom, you have more money. Well done. You hit your goal. And hell, round's a fucking shape. I mean, round's a shape. So there you go. It's a better shape than what a triangle or a rhombus. See, those kind of goals are worthless. They're just dreams and aspirations. I want to be a millionaire. I want to have my own plane. Those are fine aspirational things. But here's the thing. You don't really want an airplane. You don't really want $1 million in cash stacked up in $1 bills so that you can swim in it or lay on it or eat it. You want the experiences that you imagine come with that lifestyle. You want to feel what you imagine it feels like to have $1 million cash in the bank. Hey, full disclosure, I don't have $1 million in cash available in the bank. I don't have my own airplane either. Not really wanting one, but. So you don't really want those things. You want the experience that comes with them. Now, why is that important? Well, because that leads you into this third opportunity of goal setting. And that is where you shift from just having some idea of something you want to hit and getting really serious about specific, targeted, laser-like focused ideas that you want to incorporate into your life experiences. So instead of being in good shape, you decide, I want to be able to run a marathon. Or I want to lose 30 pounds. Or I want to earn my blue belt in jiu-jitsu or my yellow in Krav Maga, right? Very specific targets that are measurable and clear. Which is a nice thing to do, right? But even before you do that, you've got to start at a different place. You have to start where you are today because it matters. chances are you're really lying to yourself about where you are. I mean, sure, maybe not to others and in public, maybe so as well, but you're lying to yourself. You say, I have to lose a few pounds when you know it's 30. You say you're in bad shape when you know it's like you're taking a handful of pills to stave off the heart disease that you're building because of your nutrition and lack of fitness focus. You got a nice house and a nice car and a nice boat, but you don't really want to tell anybody that you're in debt up to your ears and you're barely solvent, or you're not at all. So you've got to get real about where you are, right? It's the very first step. You have to get real about where you are. The present condition in all of its ugly glory. Then you can say, well, now I want to have this other thing, a projection, a projected target. Hey, at least you know how to get from point A to point B. I mean, if I called you up one day and I said, hey, brother, I'll give you $1,000 if you'll run to the store and buy me a Snickers. You might say yes, but you have to know two things. Where am I and where are you and where's the Snickers? Three things. Even if we're in the same town, let's say we're both in New Orleans, Louisiana, and the Snickers is in Saskatchewan, that makes a difference. $1,000 is no longer a very good deal. So you got to know where you are. Then you got to know specifically where you want to get to. And then you got to know why. Like, why does it fucking matter? Once again, do you really want an airplane? Do you really want to have $1 million in the bank? Or is there an experience that you believe comes along with that, that you want to have, that looks like something you would like to incorporate? So you have to know your purpose, what we sometimes call a why, and how it's going to affect you and the other stakeholders in your life, right? And then really there's another level beyond that. The next level is really like, so, you know, so there's like present and there's the projected, your future. Then there's the purpose, the why, but then where's the power behind that idea? Like, how are you going to more deeply anchor that process? And that's doing what I call get, but what do I get by getting what I want? So great. I decided that the truth is I'm just fucking fat. No bones about it. I'm 30 pounds overweight, and that's just the fucking truth. Couldn't run out of sight in a week. All right, step two, what do I want? Well, I want to lose 30 pounds. All right, why? Well, shit, so I look a little bit better in front of my wife naked. I have a little more confidence. I don't look like a lazy fat fucker. I'm not sweating profusely sitting waiting for an airplane or, you know, ordering a milkshake. I can breathe better. I can move around. I have more agility. I'm not, you know, maybe my blood pressure and all my numbers come down in my blood work, right? And why is all that important? Right? What's the next level? Well, the why is it important? Because I want to fucking live longer. And I don't want to be taking a bunch of pills. And I want to be more active. And I want people to think that I'm not lazy and like some fat ass. And I don't think it's funny that I'm fat. But I think it's important, right? And we can go on and on, list a whole bunch more. And once we get that clear, then you have a chance to say, all right, let's get precision now. What exactly do I need to do to get there? And when I say exactly, I don't mean, well, I'll have to start working out and eating better. Yeah, no shit. But I'm saying you need to know specifically, right? Incremental, daily, what we call micro targets inside of Living with Strength and Honor. And get super clear about that. What I just described for you is what is the five-pillar preeminence process. It is a way for you to be preeminent in every area of your life across the core four ideas, right? Inside of your power, your peace, your partner prosperity, and your production and prosperity. It's a common conversation we have inside Living with Strength and Honor, because success in one area, while the others are like loading you down, it's just not good enough. If you're in great shape and you're fucking broke, who cares? If your bank account is fat and your waist like mimics your bank balance, who gives a shit? And even if you had those two together, but you're on your fourth marriage, and looking at your fourth divorce in the face. Or you've lost complete touch with your children. Why does it matter? And if you're not here because your health and your life is such a mess, who gives a shit about how much money you have, right? As Johnny Carson famously said to Muhammad Ali, the first time there was this really big $1 million prize, you know, Johnny said to Ali, "Hell, I think I might fight you for $1 million. And Ali says, "Sure, Johnny, but who's going to spend the money?" And that's the very point, right? That if you just have one area of your life together and the rest of it sucks because you don't have intention behind it, you don't have specific targets, you're not putting any kind of focus on it, then it's empty. It doesn't matter. Sit at home by yourself with $10 million and see how much fun you can have. Not a whole lot. Or you got an amazing, you know, $300,000 boat, but you can't even get in and out the damn thing because you're too big. Or too weak, or too tired, or too whatever. So when you're setting your goals, I just want you to consider this possibility. I want you to consider that it's not just, you know, the hopes and dreams method. Well, I hope this happens one day. It's not just picking one thing and using what I call the think method. Well, I think that's what I want. Yeah, that's what I want. Cool. Let me write that down someplace I'll never fucking look at again. It's got to go deeper than that. And here's why. You can run your life and have this idea, this concept, this vision of what you want. And one day, you might get it delivered. Or you can get super clear. Create a great amount of certainty around your present condition, your projected desire, the purpose behind it, the power to gain leverage over yourself and your current habits, and the precision to get it done. That's the five-pillar preeminent process. And if you want to know more, I invite you to hit me up, look me up, Facebook, send me a direct message. Be glad to have the discussion about how that works and how it is an integrated part of you living your life with strength and honor. I hope we get a chance to connect in the future, but until then, have an amazing day and strength and honor to you.